You're listening to Third Eye Talks, a podcast for the spiritual junkie, with your host, certified life and spiritual coach, Naz Rose. Hello, beautiful listeners. Welcome back to Third Eye Talks. As always, I am your host, certified life and spiritual coach, Naz De La Rosa, and I have an episode for you today that is all about the current energy and how it's leading us toward one thing and one thing only, and that is authenticity. So let's jump into that today. Let's dive in. I'm going to give you some concrete examples and things that may be happening to be able to show you if you are on this journey of authenticity. So if you hear some of the things today resonate with you, you know that you are being led to being your most authentic self. Now, before we begin, I do want to remind you that we are still accepting members in the Up Next spiritual community, and I would love to have you there. We have two new members who joined last month, and we really would love to have more of you in there to be able to take away some of the incredible things that we are doing as a group. We've only started the membership. We only started the membership in January, and we've already had three incredibly powerful sessions. They have been on leading versus managing your life, moving past fears, and how to create, enforce, and work with powerful boundaries. This mentorship, this community is doing so much more than I think any of us really expected it, and we are so delighted with it. So if you feel like you want that little bit of extra support, but you want it at a good price, join us in the Up Next community. It's $45 a month. You get the group coaching sessions. You get access to the platform where you can ask the coaches anything that you need to ask throughout the month. And you also get access to tools, worksheets, and discounts on any of the services from the three coaches that lead and mentor the group. I would love for you to join us. Go to upnext.podia, podia.com, or you can click on the link in the show notes. Let's talk about authenticity. Oh man, the astrological changes that have been happening, the solar eclipse, just the overall energy that we have all been experiencing has so much to do with getting us to embody our most authentic selves. And that journey can be filled with a little bit of confusion, days when we feel empowered, and other days where we're kind of reverting back to old ways of doing things. It's a up and down situation, but there are some very clear signs that do show up when the universe has kind of tapped you on the shoulder, which it has pretty much for everyone, but not everyone answers the call, right? So if you have answered the call, here is how the universe is working with you to get you to embody your most authentic self, your most genuine light, and for you to be in a frequency that feels effortless and peaceful for you. Okay, sign number one, certain things that once brought you joy and excitement and that were a part of your life daily or all the time no longer resonate with you or aren't bringing you the joy that they once brought you. And I will give you myself as an example of what that might look like. I have done a daily card pull for as long as I can remember. I love tarot. I love the daily guidance, the daily connection to spirit. It was a practice that I had every single day along with my meditation, my journaling. However, probably about a month ago, maybe I want to say a month, 6 weeks ago, I started to feel like my My intuition, my spirit was relying more on what the cards were saying, and that they began to function more as something that stood between me and universal God energy and that source, that ultimate source, that God that I believe in and tap into. It started to feel like it was a wedge between us instead of feeling like a gateway, like a connection to spirit. And so when I started to feel that way, I said, all right, let me give myself the opportunity to put this away, to put the cards down for a little bit. It doesn't mean that I will not return to them. I probably will. It does not mean that I don't believe in them. I absolutely do. It does not believe that I don't think that they can be a bridge and a gateway for someone else because I believe they can. However, for my journey, it was something that I had to pause because it wasn't bringing me what it once brought me. And I think this will be the case for you, but in a different context, if you have answered that call of authenticity. So, to give you a couple of other concrete examples that I've had of clients who have answered this call, one is someone who used to always have a routine and they really just gathered so much joy and peace from having their day perfectly laid out. All of a sudden, that planning began to feel like it was weighing on them. Like it began to bring more of a heavy feeling than it did that feeling that she once had with it, which was a feeling of lightness and peace. And so she decided, I'm going to go a couple, I'm going to put this aside. And I'm gonna try to see and embrace where the day takes me. And she still keeps, you know, some of the big things that she wants to accomplish on a daily basis, but she's leaving pockets of space where she can just fill them with whatever feels right to her at that moment. And I think that's a beautiful thing. That's a journey toward more authenticity. Okay, so that's another example. The second sign, or a second sign that the universe has tapped you for authenticity and you have answered, is that you find yourself more willing to go into what I call the muck. Okay. So if you're being triggered, you, instead of running away in a way in which you might have done in the past, you want to go more into it. You want to dig more into it. You want to, why is this triggering me? Where is this stemming from? Why do I feel this way? If in the past you might have kind of stored trauma or traumatic events in your life into a corner and you didn't want to access them, you are likely now experiencing this desire to go in and look at it. You want to face it. You want to look at it in the face and go, what is this? And how do I break it down? And how do I stop hiding it in this dark corner of my life and actually face it? So this is a very clear indicator that you're moving toward embracing your most authentic self because you're no longer functioning with kind of a band-aid around your stuff. You're ripping off the band-aid. You want to look at it. You want to see what it is. And you don't want to allow it to have power over the version of you that you're becoming. Okay. Another sign is that even though things may not be exactly where you want them to be, you're feeling optimistic about the direction that you're going in. When I think about this, when I visualize how this feels, it feels like we are in this kind of bubble, and outside of that bubble is total chaos, and things are up in the air, and things are being switched, and, you know, maybe nothing is steady, or some things are steady, but not all of them. But we feel optimistic that we are protected and we feel like all of it is going to be worked out because we're working on digging into the muck. We're looking at things, we're realigning. And so we feel really peaceful inside of that process. If you feel like that, if you feel like, oh, okay, I've been in these circumstances or in something similar to this in the past, but I don't feel about it the way that I felt before. I don't feel myself showing up in that way anymore. You can bet that you are on your journey of embracing your most authentic self. You are no longer wanting to show up the same way that you always have, even if the situations remain what they have always been. Okay, so really important there. Another sign is you're really getting a lot of signs, but all of a sudden you're not questioning them. They're very clear, they're very loud, they're very exact. They seem very alive, to come alive for you. And we're no longer questioning that, is this a sign? Is this a synchronicity? Am I making this up? It's very obvious to us that we are being moved forward through these signs, through this energy. So it may be all of a sudden numbers start to appear and you're tuning into them and you understand them intuitively and you get something out of them that helps you to understand the direction that you're headed in. It could be, like it is for me, dreams. All of a sudden your dreams are really vivid. They're really coming to life. They're really showing you what needs to be peeled away, what areas are working, what things are not, what are some of like your biggest fears, and how are you approaching those fears, and how can you move forward in those, you know, with those fears staying behind you. So the signs become very obvious and we no longer are ignoring them. When you feel that way, when you feel like, oh, this showed up, I get it, it's a sign, I know exactly what it's trying to tell me, or I know that it's a sign and I'm going to figure out what it is, you can bet that you're headed toward your most authentic self. Why? Because this just shows you that you are very in tune with your intuition, that all of a sudden you're not questioning yourself. And not questioning yourself is such a huge part of being your most authentic self, right? If you know, if you can bring someone to mind who you admire or who you follow or who you have seen, and you know that that person is authentic, you feel it, you can see their authenticity, you know that they don't question themselves. They're very secure. They know how to follow their intuition and they just go forward. So very important. If you're starting to feel like, I know exactly what this is about and I accept it and I'm going to go ahead and move with what it's telling me, then you can bet authenticity is a part of what's coming up for you. And then finally, but so, so important, is how much more compelled we feel to vocalize ourselves. Whereas we might have always been people who kind of waited to say an answer, to respond, to maybe we kept a couple of things to ourselves to avoid conflict. That's no longer happening. We're feeling this urge to vocalize, to say exactly what it is we feel, to not filter our words, to not kind of soften the blow for other people. We are feeling much more like we need to say what we need to say, and we're not feeling so responsible for the way that the other person or other people are receiving it. So important. Again, if you can tap into someone who you know is living their authentic journey, you'll know that they say what they have to say, and sometimes they'll get backlash for it, and sometimes they'll get people, you know, they'll get canceled or whatever, but they say what they say, and they don't worry about how it is received. And it's not done from a place of hurting, or it's not done from a place of insulting anyone. It's just done from a place of truth. And what we're learning in this particular kind of sign from the universe of authenticity is that no one else can tell us what is true for us. And that is very, very authentic. When we can say, this is my truth, and if you believe that that's the truth, the ultimate truth, that's your take on it, but this is my truth. And I'm not going to stop myself from vocalizing it just because it doesn't align with yours, right? Very, very, very important. So if you are finding yourself compelled to say more and more, not to back down and to vocalize and say, this is my truth, this is my truth, this is my truth, you can bet that the universe is working with you to bring you into your most authentic self. Guys, we are realigning. We have skipped timelines. We have moved forward. We're working with a version of ourselves that is the most authentic us. We're trying to bring that person, that personality, that spirit to life. And the universe wants us to do that because it wants us to embrace the energy of love. And when we can love ourselves enough to be ourselves and be unapologetically us, we open up the door for other people to feel that way too. We give them love in that way. We give love in the sense of, here I am holding space for you to be who you want to be and not who I want you to be. That's a very love-centered emotion, a very love-centered action. Here you are. Here's the space. You get to be who you are. And in return, I too get to be who I am. Okay? I hope you have enjoyed this episode. Join us in the Up Next community. And if you love astrology, the cosmos, and you want to know more about your natal or birth chart, I urge you to join Up Next ASAP, because our May session is going to be led by me, and I'm going to be doing my Secrets of Your Natal chart for all of the members. It is a service that I no longer do outside of Up Next or my one-on-one coaching. So join us and enjoy having some access to what are the secrets of your natal chart and what are some of the clues of who you're here to authentically be and embody. I have enjoyed this episode. I hope you have too. I will see you next time on Third Eye Talks. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Third Eye Talks, a podcast for the spiritual junkie, brought to you by Believe It Life Coaching. Follow us on Instagram at Believe It Coach or visit our website for more information, believeitlifecoaching.com.